If you're alive or even undead, you will be wondering this morning if Twilight New Moon opened big. And I'm here to tell you, yes, $140 million over 3 days. And not just tween girls are paying attention. On his blog, Britain's ambassador to the United States is having some fun with the descendants of Count Dracula. Sir Nigel Sheinwald contemplates why so many British actors are cast among the unholy ranks of the silver screen's undead. We wondered as well.
In many cases, the vampires are obvious and real, but the fact that they're British isn't. And in the Twilight New Moon this weekend, we saw not just one, but two British vampires. The leading vampire, Edward Cullen, played by Robert Pattinson, and the King of the Vampires, played by none other than Michael Sheen, who in recent years has also played Tony Blair and David Frost. The HBO series True Blood, the vampire Bill Compton is played by Stephen Moyer, another Brit, but successfully, I think, posing as an American vampire.
Yes, we do have to touch on that. Rob Pattinson does have an American accent, and also so does Bill Compton, although his is, Louisiana drawl, sort of.
Exactly.
So it couldn't be just the English accents.
Just be that. I don't know what it is. I mean, we think of ourselves as pretty honest and straightforward people, but there's a long tradition of Brits playing sort of sinister characters in American films. And I think in this area, the area of vampires, maybe it's it's something about our weather and our pasty faces, our pallid complexions. Maybe that's got something to do with it, which is playing through in a rather subtle way here.
Right. I mean, I hate to say this, but, pasty complexion, it just screams vampire.
It does. And maybe the deadpan humor, does that have anything to do with it? I don't know.
Well, as an ambassador, Hollywood may seem a little outside your area, but you do make the point in the blog that while it may seem like a certain amount of puff here, it is indeed a serious concern when it comes to your cultural portfolio.
No, it does. And, and that is a part of the work of the British ambassador. There's a huge cultural flow backwards and forwards between the United States and the whole of Europe, but certainly very important in that is the UK. And it's two-way. We have Kevin Spacey running one of our top theatres. Recently in Washington, we've had Helen Mirren. We've had Ian McKellen both in town. In New York, you've got Jude Law playing in Hamlet. There's a huge amount of cross-fertilization between the arts worlds of the two countries. That's gone on for a long, long time. And I'm interested that there's a British role in vampires as there's a British role in blogging.
And, as you also conclude in this particular blog entry, and you're not shy about the puns, in terms of the culture, the stakes may be high, is how you put it.
I conclude, I think, by saying that I think I asked the question whether I and my colleagues at the embassy are confident of our continued transatlantic success in this area and other areas of our cultural life. And I conclude by saying that the stakes are indeed high, but you can definitely count on it. And that may be an example of very, very bad British deadpan humor.
Well, it's very charming as listening to it from you. So thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Britain's ambassador, Sir Nigel Sheinwald, spoke from London about his latest blog entry titled A Bloody Good Show. This is NPR News.